Hey there, Groovers. Dave Brown, you'll find me at Diogenes Brown on Twitter, here with your SANFL wrap. More South Australian than fruit chalk milk. Actually, if any other state would like to take ownership, be our guest. Ooh. An interesting weekend of SA footy on the weekend just passed, which has left me scratching my head. I must say this is a marked change from Saturday afternoon when I had a distinct desire to gouge my eyes out instead. The good news for followers of open fields is that with two rounds to go, eight teams can still make the finals here in the sample. Let's start off, and finish for that matter, on Saturday afternoon. Firstly at prospect as the Crows reserves 17-13-115 well and truly stampeded over the top of North Adelaide 12-4-76. Despite the finishing scoreline, this one was close for most of the afternoon, and it wasn't until 5 minutes into the last quarter through a Paul Seedsman goal and the eighth lead change of the match that the Baby Crows achieved the match-winning ascendancy. They then followed through with another 7-2 after that, just to craft that exclamation point. For the Baby Crows, Paul Seedsman was very prominent with 31 touches, 7 inside 50s and 3 goals, ably assisted by Jordan Gallucci with 23 disposals, 5 tackles, 5 inside 50s and 2 goals. 4 goals to Troy Menzel. For North, it was the Lewis Hender show up forward, and a good show he does, with 5 too, while Schwartz and Olakarns were workmanlike in the mids. The Roosters were undoubtedly hampered by an early head knock for Jordy McKenzie, taking him out for the match. With that win, the Baby Crows' season stays alive. Just. Meanwhile, at Noarlunga, South Adelaide kept their season alive, upsetting Woodville West Torrens 21-15-141 to 9-4-58, as the Eagles once again comprehensively failed to stitch up the minor premiership. The Panthers inked this victory with a 10-goal second quarter, as between the 7-minute and 26-minute marks of the quarter, they had 14 unanswered scoring shots, which included 3 Abe Davis goals. Little, Fields and Cross dominated, racking up 90 possessions and 14 inside 50s between them, with Fields' left leg a devastating weapon as always. Davis ended up with 5. Jake Johansson continued a fine season for the Eagles with 29 touches and 2, while Jared Petrenko and Michael Wunke also kicked 2. Time will tell if the Eagles are just foxing here, if Eagles do fox. Well, you know what I mean. Until proven otherwise, I will assume that, rather than think there's actually something wrong down Woodville way. At the same time at Unley, in Adelaide's posh inner south, Sturt entrenched itself in the top 3 and made Glenelg's place in the 5 precarious, with a 14-17-101 to 7-10-52 victory. It took the Double Blues a bit of time to get on top in this one, as the Bays actually had the better of the clearances. In fact, it took in an 8-minute 4-goal Sturt burst late in the second quarter to take control of the match, a control they subsequently did not relinquish. 3 to Corey Beard to stay in touch with Brett Eddy in the Ken Farmer medal race. I'll come back to Ken Farmer. While Fraser Evans was outstanding again at centre-half back with 24 touches, 8 marks and 6 rebound 50s. As usual, Snook was influential for the Bays with 30 touches, 6 tackles and 7 clearances, while Liam McBean kicked 2. Over at Richmond, the Port Reserves overwhelmed an underwhelming West Adelaide 22-17-149 to 8-9-57. This one also ensconces Port in the top 3 while keeping West in contention for the wooden spoon. Port piled the pressure on the Bloods all day and capped it off with an 8-1 final quarter. Aaron Young responded to his dropping from the power, as you might expect, with 28 touches, 8 marks, 12 clearances and 2, while Jimmy Tumpus got plenty of it on the outside. Their forwards feasted, with 6 and 3 score assists to Nathan Cracker and 5 to Todd Marshall. For the Bloods, on a dirty day, Jared Schiller and Chris Schmidt worked hard to stem the flood, Schmidt with 12 tackles, while Isaac Rankine was their only multiple goal kicker. And finally, the TV game over at the parade saw Nord blow their season in one afternoon, as they were completely outworked, outclassed and outplayed by Central District 21-10-136 to 8-12-60. Missing their captain Jace Bode and influential midfielder Andrew Kerwin, the Redlegs watched calmly on as the Bulldogs kicked the first 6 of the match. They staged a brief comeback in the second quarter, momentarily getting it back to 15 points, before 2 late Central's goals seemed a sufficient heart-shaped dagger. The Redlegs had no answer to the doggies' hardness thereafter, and the final siren could not come quickly enough. Luke Barmby was the most influential on the ground by a considerable margin, roaming around at will with 30 disposals, 9 marks, 5 inside 50s, 3 goals and 2 score assists. Das Fort gave Sam Balderstone a bath in ruck with 30 hit-outs, 24 touches, of which 21 were contested, 8 tackles, 7 clearances and 2 goals. Just outstanding. 3 goals also to Kyle Presbury. For the Redlegs, few winners on the ground. Matt Nunn provided more than most with 24 touches, 10 tackles, 5 clearances and a goal. Zach Richards and Alex Giorgio tried to get the ball moving out of defence, while Panos, Olsen and Dorr each kicked 2 goals. Hideous. To the ladder. And as mentioned, with 2 rounds to go, the Eagles still have not wrapped up the minor premiership, as they sit 2 games clear on 13 wins. Those 2 games are clear of Port and Sturt, who are now a game and percentage ahead of Norwood in 4th. Glenelg sit 2 games further back in 5th on 8 wins, while intriguingly, they are now within reach of South and the Baby Crows on 7 wins, while Centrals are still that mathematical chance a game further back on 6. North still sit bottom, just 1 game behind West. Everyone's still got something to play for this weekend. You can't ask for more than that. Speaking of which, let's have a look at round 17 of the SANFL. 4 games on Saturday at 2:10pm. We'll start up at Elizabeth, where West Adelaide are paying Centrals a visit. Centrals need to win to keep their slim finals hopes alive, while West will be seeking to stay off the bottom. The Dogs were spectacular at Norwood last week, so I'll tip them to win here. At Glenelg, the Bays host North Adelaide. A win for the Bays would shut the finals door on Centrals, while the Roosters' win would likely take them off bottom of the ladder. Anything could happen here, but I'll tip Glenelg. Meanwhile, back to Unley once more, as Sturt hosts South Adelaide. Despite South's great win last week, I'd expect Sturt to win here and potentially end South's finals chances, depending on the result at Glenelg. And finally, on Saturday, Woodville West Torrens host the Baby Crows. A win for the Eagles here wraps up the minor premiership and most likely takes the Crows reserves out of finals contention. But let's tip the Baby Crows here just for a bit of fun. Then on Sunday, Norwood makes the dreaded road trip to Alberton to face the Port Adelaide reserves in all their magpie-ness. A win to the Magpies guarantees them a top 3 spot and ensures the Redlegs finish 4th. Given the Redlegs couldn't beat an egg last week, I suspect that will happen. A very quick look at Adelaide Footy Women's Div 1, as not much changed on the weekend. West Adelaide thumped Port Adelaide 44-1, Crows Premiership ruckman Rhiannon Metcalf dominating around the ground. Morphettville Park ran themselves into some form against Modbury, 138-8. Caitlin Swanson kicking a lazy 8 goals, while former state cricketer Angela Moritz was best on for Morphies in the mids. And in a potential finals preview, Adelaide Uni made light work of Salisbury, 82-20. North Adelaide midfielder Jessica Edwards was best on for the Blacks. And that puts us into finals mode this weekend, with a standard Final Four configuration. In the qualifying semi-final, Adelaide Uni will host West Adelaide at Bob Neil No. 1 on Sunday. Expect the Uni Blacks to get up there. And in the elimination semi-final, Morphettville Park hosts Salisbury in what should be a closer run affair. Morphies run a bit deeper than Salisbury, so my tip here. But don't be at all surprised if Chelsea Randall's mob pull off an upset. Very quickly, I know I've gone on a bit this week, I promised we'd get back to Ken Farmer. This Friday at Adelaide Oval, the 4th of the Basil Sellers-funded Statues of Footballers will be unveiled, and it is none other than the fabulous Ken Farmer. Farmer kicked over 1,400 goals in a 229-game sample career, usually double-teamed. 11 consecutive seasons he kicked over 100 goals and was kept goalless just once in his career, and he got injured in that game. He also coached North Adelaide to 2 premierships. He is the Don Bradman, the far lap of goal kickers in Australia, and it is a great shame that he is not a legend in the Aussie Rules Hall of Fame yet. On Friday, his statue will be unveiled at Adelaide Oval. He will be joining Russell Ebert, Malcolm Blight and Barry Robrin, and it will be a fantastic addition to our Adelaide Oval precinct. Wonderful stuff. And just finally, Neil Craig announced this week that he will be stepping back from his role as the Director of Coaching at the Carlton Football Club. And I'm not sure he's getting the recognition he deserves either. Since